Julia Abbott is a helicopter parent who has a tendency to overdo things. An altercation on school grounds at Liston Heights High involving Julia and a student is recorded and goes viral. Meanwhile, Isabel Johnson, an English teacher at Liston Heights, receives a threatening voicemail accusing her of teaching a blatant liberal agenda. These two incidents unite parent and teacher as a secret Facebook gossip group stirs up even more trouble for this school and small privileged suburb of Minneapolis. Minor Dramas and Other Catastrophes is an honest and engaging story of people at their best and worst. It's both humorous and heartfelt. Author Kathleen West joins me now to tell us more about her new book. Kathleen, I really enjoyed the story. It seemed to me that you may have been carrying it around with you for several years while you were busy teaching. So how did the book finally come about?
Yes, that's a great question. You know, actually, I resisted writing a book that was so close to my life. I had had an idea of becoming a novelist for a long time, but then I got caught up in, you know, the normal adult things like working and raising my children, and I hadn't really taken the time to develop a writing habit or put pen to paper. And when I first started writing a novel, I actually started on a totally different project. It was a multi-generational family saga that was really never meant to be. And when the seed of an idea came to me for Minor Dramas, actually when my own son auditioned for a middle school musical, and I was really anxious to know what part he got in the play, just like my main character, Julia Abbott, is about her own son, then the words just started flowing really much more quickly, and the book just kind of came out of me, which, you know, looking back on it, seems obvious that this was the story that I was meant to tell. So you asked whether I was carrying it around for years. I guess I was, but I wasn't really conscious of that.
The characters in your book, like you just mentioned, Julia being very eager about her son's chances in the play, all the characters seemed very real. For example, the teachers at Liston Heights, and particularly Isabel's colleagues. What's the percentage of fiction to real life in these characters?
Oh, that's a great question. You know, I definitely used my 20 years of experience to put these characters together, but I would say that they're kind of an amalgamation of all the people that I have worked with and known in my time, taking the most extreme traits from various colleagues over the years and putting them together. I think there's the principal stands out to me as a character that was especially fun to write. I've written a kind of inept principal, well-meaning but not super great at execution, and I then felt sort of like, oh gosh, I hope none of my bosses think that this character is based on them. I think there's a natural conflict between teachers and administration, and I kind of exploited that for this character. I definitely drew on like everyday experiences of a teacher, so the experience of chaperoning a dance and screening kids to make sure that they're all set to go to come inside, the experience of being at a faculty meeting, all of those things are my real life feelings and emotions about kind of the more absurd parts of being a teacher, but none of the characters are exact replicas of people that I've known.
That won't stop people from seeing themselves in those characters though, right?
No, I don't think that. It definitely won't. In fact, my husband asked me about one of the characters. He's like, well, how does your friend Chad feel about being gay in the novel? Chad is straight and married to a woman. And I said, oh, that's not Chad. But he saw Chad in that character. And a couple of other people have called me and said, oh, I recognize so-and-so. And yeah, I think it's natural for people who have known me to see themselves in the work. But I was really conscious of trying to make everybody look good in the end and to really make sure that I was showing everybody's best intentions. The truth is, in my career in teaching, I found that 99% of people who enter the profession are doing it because they have these really idealistic and optimistic views about kids and the future of our society. And I hope that comes through even in some of the more ridiculous situations.
Now, social media plays a really important role in Minor Dramas and Other Catastrophes. What has been your experience with social media in your own teaching career, and I guess how did you decide to work that in?
Yes, social media is inescapable, I think, in modern American life and in American schools. And overall, I've really enjoyed the rise of social media in my career. I've always been somebody who's an early adopter of technologies and I had a Twitter account in 2008, which is, I think, the year that Twitter started. And I've always used it in my teaching, too. I found it a great way to amplify student work and to bring in voices in new ways. So I've been a big social media proponent. I think the dangers of social media that we all know about are that using these tools requires some thoughtfulness and reason, and those things can fail us in moments of stress, which is what happens to the characters in this book. You know, like when you're very angry and your phone is in your hand, bad things can happen. So I really tried to explore that, and I think everybody knows, but sometimes we need a reminder about how powerful our little handheld computers are and how powerful our voices can be and how our words can have lifelong consequences and last forever in the current media landscape. And as a society, I think we'll probably have to evolve because it's so common to make mistakes. So perhaps we'll become more forgiving. But until then, I think adults especially and the kids in their lives have to use extreme caution.
You're listening to Minnesota writer Kathleen West on KAXE KBXE. Her debut novel is the story of a modern high school, overworked teachers, micromanaging parents, social media, and the students caught in between. It's called Minor Dramas and Other Catastrophes. Here's the rest of our conversation with Kathleen West. You've mentioned how you were a teacher for 20 years, and I imagine that as a teacher, you've seen just about every behavior in parents, but
yes.
But you're also a parent. So how do these two things inform how you interact with your children's teachers?
Yes, I think all parents have the same inclination that Julia Abbott, my helicopter mom in my book, have. Like I desperately want what's best for my own children. When they feel pain, I feel pain. And I definitely have the inclination to shield them from major and minor disappointments in their lives, just like Julia Abbott does and just like the parents that I've worked with do. So I do have to coach myself as a mom using what I know about child development and psychology and everything I've learned in my teaching career about how important failure is. As a teacher, I really believe in providing safe opportunities to fail for kids. Like, what better time in your life to completely bomb at something than middle school or high school, when the consequences feel big to you, but they're actually pretty small. Like failing a history test in sixth grade, for instance, is not really going to have a long-term impact on your life. So as a parent, I try to coach myself about that, you know, reminding myself that failure is important, rejection is important, friendship changes are normal and important, and as many times as possible, I like to let my children process those things in their lives, you know, on their own and advocate for themselves. So I tend to be pretty hands-off in terms of contacting my own kids' teachers, but I had the advantage of working in the same school where my kids went to school for 8 years, so I had really close relationships with their teachers and a level of trust with them that a lot of parents aren't lucky enough to have. So I do understand when parents feel like they need more information.
One thing that I think our listeners would like to know is, what about your story is specifically Minnesotan?
Oh, yes. You know, I am a lifelong Minnesotan, sort of by accident. I always envisioned kind of being a cosmopolitan person and moving from city to city, but just circumstance kept me in Minnesota forever. I grew up in Mendota Heights, Minnesota, which is just south of St. Paul, like a first-ring suburb there. And then I went to McAllister College in St. Paul. And then right after college, I met my husband, who is a rabid Minnesotan Vikings and Gophers fan and believes that Minnesota is the best place on earth. So we are never leaving. I agree with him that it's a great place to be. And so when I was writing this story, there's really no other place that I would write up about besides Minnesota. I think that the characters have kind of a Midwestern sensibility in terms of how they interact with each other. There's kind of that veneer of Minnesota nice where underneath there can be a little bit of passive aggression or something, because I think Minnesotans tend not to be so comfortable expressing their feelings directly. That's definitely in there. It takes place in a Minnesota February, and I think a Minnesota February, we all know, can be really tough in terms of the steely gray sky and you know, our vitamin D stores are getting low, and perhaps our emotional reserves are low from that lack of sunlight and lack of warmth. That plays a role in the story as well. And I mean, I think Minnesota residents might recognize Liston Heights as a stand-in for a suburb like Edina or Wayzata
right.
or Minnetonka, and have fun making parallels there as well.
What do you want readers to take away from minor dramas and other catastrophes?
Well, first of all, I hope that readers really enjoy the story. It's gratifying for me when somebody tells me that they stayed up later, they couldn't stop turning pages. So I really hope that the story entertains them and makes them laugh, and hopefully makes them laugh at themselves a little bit, too. I think that, you know, as a mom of teenagers myself, if we can't laugh at our own impulses, it's just a long 10 years to get through in our lives. On a deeper level, I hope that people think about women and their careers and their motherhood and their desire for admiration and their ambition. I think that plays out a lot in the book. And just also the way that we treat one another, the value of direct communication and empathy.
Kathleen West is a veteran middle and high school teacher. She lives in Minneapolis with her hilarious husband, two sporty sons, and a very bad golden doodle. Minor Dramas and Other Catastrophes is her debut novel.